Hey everyone, on the 26th of March 2015, this is my audio blog for Thursday, the 26th. I haven't been around for a while, and I posted on Blind Abilities in the last 2 days and I got 4 new followers. So, maybe I need to go away more often and come back and post on Blind Abilities. So thank you and hi to all of you, and I have followed you back, as I always do. My last audio was on the 17th of March, and I failed to speak to you all. It was terrible of me. How could I do such a thing? I was just learning, kind of mixing and putting everything together in Boss Jock, and I forgot to introduce the thing. And I left a gap at the end. And Paul O'Mahony, I did sing at the end, but you mightn't have heard it because there was a gap which shouldn't have been there, and then was the final part of the audio. But thank you as always to all of you for listening. I didn't do anything live, so I think that maybe that's what you meant. Maybe you were looking for a session. Maybe I'll have to come to Cork to do a few sessions. But I'm keeping well. Just a little update, so because I haven't been around, as I say. So the 8th of March was my first cantering. What do you call them? Cantering morning? Session? Morning. I don't think they're called sessions. Cantering morning. And it went absolutely, really, went really, really well. You know, I had people after coming over to me now, and I don't you know, it's church, like, I mean, I'm not doing a gig, and just the people saying that I was brilliant, and twice they applauded, and you know, even the priest on the day thanked me for leading the music and the ministry, and it was just so nice, you know. And as I say, you know, I'm not doing it for that. Like, I'm just, you know what I mean? I absolutely love doing it, and I'm glad to be back. My next morning isn't until the 19th of April, so you may be in for another practice session before then on here. My guinea pigs. otherwise, nice bit of money came in again today from CD sales, and I'm just so thankful and appreciative of the shops that are selling it around the county for me, you know, and yeah, I'm just so thankful for them, so that's really good. And for people online who might be still interested, it's all in the details on my profile on Audioboom, but www.sabrinamusic.net, and you can download it directly from there, or there's various links, whichever one is your preference, iTunes, Amazon, whichever is your thing. Google Play is there as well for Android people. So yeah, but yeah, I'm just delighted. So I got a nice bit in again today, so yay. What else? Blind Abilities, I was talking about my phone that I can't, all my sounds have gone. Pete Rock is the same. Pete, I'm saying Rock because I cannot remember those numbers. Is it 7654? 7625? I don't know. I cannot get all my sounds have gone. So I wasn't able to get iMessages up until yesterday. They were gone for quite a bit, which I didn't realise until I looked at messages on my Mac, and there was like 8 messages. I did a home power reset, and I don't know if that has thrown off my sounds. I'm thinking that it may have. But I got my messages back by just turning off the internet, which I should have done before I even done the power reset thing. So I have my messages, but all my sounds have gone. So I just get a vibrate alert now for calls, messages, everything basically. But everything in notifications and sounds are perfectly fine. And I tried turning them off and turning them back on, but to no avail. I turned off my phone the ordinary way, and no, still no joy. So I've no idea what is going on with it. But I'm not the only one with this problem, because Pete was saying in the comments that he's had this for over a week now as well. So if anyone else can really, like, guys, I know that it sounds very sad, but I do miss my sounds, you know. It's very annoying, actually, because I find it very annoying, especially when there's a phone call, because it just vibrates once and the caller ID of the person comes up. So it's not even ringing. So I don't know. The other thing is, I was filling in a form today, and I don't know if you guys noticed this. When you get an email, so you've got it on your Mac, you've got it on your phone, and if you have the PC, you have it on the PC. And sometimes, I don't know if it's a Windows 7 or the way the settings or Microsoft Outlook or whatever, but I noticed this before. The email doesn't actually show on the computer, and it's on the Mac or on your phone fine. So I had to send the form over to my PC for myself again. So I'm really having gremlins this past while with technology. So yeah, I don't know why that's happening. I don't think there's anything else to report at the moment, but thanks all for listening and following, and I shall talk to you all soon. Take care. Bye bye.